On the live line with us this morning is Ron Rubin. He is a vintner here in Sonoma County. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you here with us for a number of reasons. And first of all, tell us why, your personal story of why you want a defibrillator in every Sonoma County winery.
Okay. First, though, I want to thank you and Larry for helping to save lives by having me on your Sonoma County Morning News.
Well, thank you. We're happy to do it.
I've been saved. I'm the lucky one. I've been saved by a defibrillator four times. My life's been saved. And I have an implantable cardio defibrillator. And what we're trying to do is to keep your staff safe and trained and your visitors safe and trained at your winery in Sonoma County. And what we're really focusing in on is sudden cardiac arrest.
And that's what happened to you, right, Ron?
Well, I had a ventricular tachycardia, similar, but it wasn't exactly sudden cardiac arrest.
And who used a defibrillator on you originally?
The emergency room at Marin General Hospital saved my life.
Very good.
Ron, I just need to say that I'm a huge fan of Republic of Tea, just for the record there. You're sort of offering that to pay for all the defibrillators going into all the Sonoma County wineries. You've already done it for 66 wineries.
Wow.
Why would someone not want one of these defibrillators in their winery?
I'm asking myself that same question. Our program, Train for Saving Lives, is pretty simple. We'll furnish the automated external defibrillator, the AED, and then the winery will pay for the training of their staff by the American Red Cross. So the program's just a collaboration of American Red Cross, Zoll Medical, who makes the AED, and the Ron Rubin Winery. And my goal is to get all 450 wineries in Sonoma County. We did get one more yesterday.
You're going to pay for all of them, Ron?
Yes, I'll pay for all of them.
How much do they cost?
They're about $1,700 a piece.
Wow. You must be successful at that winery and certainly committed to the project.
Well, we're committed to the project. I'm a little surprised that I haven't had a lot of winery owners call me up or write me, email me to take advantage of this program to keep their employees safe and trained.
And you got the idea when Sonoma County thought about becoming completely dependent. I forget the name of the term, but it kind of hit you that, hey, if it was completely sustainable, then you said, well, let's take it one step further. Let's get these devices for every winery.
Make sure people are sustainable. Yeah.
You bet. So we are a sustainable winery and a sustainable vineyard. We are filling out all the information. And basically it talked about, keeping people trained and safe. And, when I thought about trained, for me, it was CPR, and safe is having an automated external defibrillator. And then you have your guests that come and your winery owners, and it's a race against the clock, actually, sudden cardiac arrest. A lot of people think you can call 911 and they're going to send their paramedic staff, in an ambulance.
And it might be too late.
Sonoma County, the minimum time is 6 minutes, but the average is right around 10 minutes for the ambulance or 911 to arrive.
Right.
And with sudden cardiac arrest, your survivability drops 10% every minute. So if it takes 6 minutes to reach you, you only have a 40% chance of surviving without an AED, without CPR. And if it takes them 10 minutes, you have what's called sudden cardiac death. And we don't want that in Sonoma County.
No, not if we can avoid it, for sure.
Right.
I'm going to have to re-ask the question Larry did. I'm trying to, figure out why, if you are offering to pay for these things, I mean, the training on them can't be that expensive or time-consuming. Why aren't the wineries all raising their hands and saying, yes, please?
Well, one of the wineries said that their attorney advised them not to have an AED because they would have a legal issue or they would get sued.
Oh, boy.
Well, I told the owner that there's a thing called the Good Samaritan Act where, you're not going to get sued if you're trying to save somebody's life.
Right.
It's called the Good Samaritan Act.
Yes.
You know, Another winery thought, well, we can just call 911. We don't have to have, you know, an AED on site. And, you know, I don't understand it myself. So I don't really have a great answer for you.
And you, I think you're probably, your goal is to actually get every business in Sonoma County to have these things on hand and make them available. And,
well, you know, there are a lot of businesses that have them available now, you know, in the school systems, you know, any public place, the airports, you'll see the AED everywhere. But why not at every winery in Sonoma County? And especially, you know, we get millions of tourists that come into Sonoma County every year. And why shouldn't we have the safest wineries in the country in Sonoma County?
Well, you know, it's a sure way to get the tourists to come back, that's for sure. Make sure they survive to make another trip. Well, Ron, it's a very generous idea, and certainly for a very personal reason to begin with, and a very public commitment now. Thanks for being with us this morning, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Pat. And any winery owners, just email me, ron@ronrubinwinery.com, and hopefully you'll take advantage of the Train for Saving Lives program.
Yeah, we hope so, too. Thanks, Ron. That is
great.
Ron Rubin, who is obviously in favor and willing to put his money where his mouth is when it comes to defibrillators.